Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We have been looking into the recent controversy regarding a BYU professor by the name of Randy Bott, who gave an interview with the Washington Post and disclosed some rather embarrassing information about early LDS doctrine regarding the prohibition for those of African heritage to hold the Mormon priesthood. On Wednesday, February 29th, the Mormon Church came out with an official statement repudiating what BYU Professor Bott said. And let me read it in case you haven't been following us along. If you'd like, you can go back to the archives on our website and you can read the past broadcasts regarding this. But I think it's important that we look into this. Now, some of you are probably wondering, are we ever going to finish our review of Miracle of Forgiveness? Yes, we are. We are going to finish that, but this is a timely subject that we felt we had to interrupt that series. And we're going to spend some considerable time on this issue because, personally, we feel it is egregious the way the Mormon Church is handling this. We feel it is wholly dishonest in how they are handling it. And we feel that you need to know what past leaders have actually said about the ban regarding blacks in Mormonism. And it cannot be merely brushed aside as mere speculation or folklore as the Mormon Church is trying to imply today. To get back to the statement, this is what the statement regarding the Washington Post article said. The positions attributed to BYU professor Randy Bott in a recent Washington Post article absolutely do not represent the teachings and doctrines of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. BYU faculty members do not speak for the church. It is unfortunate that the church was not given a chance to respond to what others said. The church's position is clear. We believe all people are God's children and are equal in His eyes and in the church. We do not tolerate racism in any form. For a time in the church, there was a restriction on the priesthood for male members of African descent. It is not known precisely why, how, or when this restriction began in the church, but what is clear is that it ended decades ago. Some have attempted to explain the reason for this restriction, but these attempts should be viewed as speculation and opinion, not doctrine. The church is not bound by speculation or opinions given with limited understanding. We condemn racism, including any and all past racism by individuals both inside and outside the church. Now, what this statement does is completely ignore the real issue at hand. All it does is gives a current position of the church right now. But it really does not address what the position of the Mormon Church was before 1978, when the priesthood ban was officially lifted. By revelation, I might add. And of course, that raises a question. Why does the Mormon Church need a revelation to lift something they are now saying was mere speculation or even folklore?
I took public relations classes when I went to San Diego State University. I graduated with a degree in journalism, and public relations was part of that. And one of the things that they taught us in those classes with public relations was perception is reality. And if you, as a PR person, can change what people perceive, then the reality changes. And I think this is what they're trying to do with this statement, because and we're going to talk about further in these programs, this is very surfacey. It's not really telling the truth. And if you don't know your history, you're not going to know exactly what is behind the scenes.
I think you nail it with that last statement. This took place over 30 years ago. I mean, it was a long time ago. Do you realize that many of the people that are in the Mormon church right now weren't even members at that time?
More than half. More than
probably
half.
Never even heard of this doctrine. Now, when you talk to a lot of the older members, they know exactly why blacks were banned from holding the priesthood. I've talked to them. And when I talk to these older members, they knew exactly what it was all about. Now, all of a sudden, the Mormon church has this memory block. And they can't even go back and read their own conference reports. They can't go back and read their own manuals. They can't go back and read the books from their own leaders. I mean, really.
And that's exactly what the problem is. When they give this kind of a statement, it's as if there's nothing written or documented. And yet, Bill, this is a church that writes and documents everything they've ever done. They write journals. I mean, we've got bookshelves full of books that can show what they're saying here is completely false.
I want to go to a book written by John J. Stewart. It was called Mormonism in the Negro. It was first printed in 1960, and it had several printings after that. It was also, I should add, that William E. Barrett, who was the vice president of Brigham Young University at the time, also contributed to this book with a section in the back. They weren't co-authors, but he obviously was behind this little book when it was first brought out in the 1960s. But John Stewart makes an interesting statement, and I think you're going to recognize what's going on now by what he said back in the 1960s. Let me read this for you. On page 8, this is the book Mormonism and the Negro, John J. Stewart. In regard to this LDS policy on Negroes, members of the church face three alternatives. One, be apologizers for the church, say that it is old-fashioned, outmoded on this point, and prejudiced. Or point two, confess that we do not know the reason for this policy, although we accept it, that we have a blind faith in it. Point three, proclaim that it is a correct and reasonable doctrine, that it is tenable, that we have no reason either to apologize for it nor evade questions about it. We must then explain the reasons for it and show that it is consistent with the rest of LDS doctrine. This is what Stewart says next. The first two alternatives are totally unacceptable to me.
But those are the same two alternatives that are being used today.
Exactly. Point number one, be apologizers for the church, say that it is old-fashioned, outmoded on this point, and prejudiced. A lot of the Mormon intellectuals are saying that on Mormon blogs. They are saying that the church needs to come clean, repudiate it, maybe even rebuke those who taught these things in the past, and let's go on. Of course, the Mormon church knows that if they do that, if they admit they are wrong, and if you'll notice, Mormon leaders, they don't admit they're wrong. The people are always wrong. They need to repent, but the leadership never needs to repent, and they won't corporately repent of this. So I don't see number one happening. Number two, this is what the Mormon Church officially has just done with the statement that came out on Wednesday, February 29th. Confess that we do not know the reason for this policy, although we accept it, that we have a blind faith in it. That is what the Mormon Church is doing corporately.
And saying that it's not a doctrine, you know, and we're going to be talking about this in the next days, that definitely these folks thought it was a doctrine. And yet here they say in the statement, it's not.
Stewart's calling it a doctrine. He understood it as a doctrine. This Mormon writer understood it as a doctrine. This is what Stewart says about this. If we are apologizers for the church on this point, then we admit, in effect, that all gospel doctrine is not sound. We say, in effect, that either the original position of the church was incorrect on this matter, or, if it was correct, that we as a church do not enjoy continuous revelation and thus have become outdated on this doctrine. Doctrine?
Yep.
He didn't say speculation or folklore. In fact, I challenge any Latter-day Saint out there to provide any documentation where a Mormon leader prior to 1978 was insisting that the reason why blacks were banned from holding the priesthood was based in speculation, opinion, or folklore. That's something that we find in post-1978.
But they made a specific point on that statement, not doctrine. And I mean, if you look at the history and you look what really was said and what was believed, that is good PR, but it's not truth.
He goes on to say, if we deny continuous revelation in the church, then we place ourselves in much the same position as all other so-called Christian sects and isolate ourselves from God, the head of our church. If we accept the second alternative, that of blind faith in the doctrine, something that we do not understand but do not question, then we place ourselves in much the same position as churches that favor blind faith. And we find ourselves having to evade rather than face issues. And that is exactly what the Mormon leadership is doing right now. Now, I read you those three alternatives to show that prior to 1978, point number one and two, be an apologizer, say it's old-fashioned, or point number two, confess you don't know why, were not considered a good argument.
Right.
Point number two is exactly what the Mormon Church is doing on an official basis right now. What we are going to do in the next several days, because this is so important, this is why we're postponing our review of Miracle Forgiveness, we are going to show what LDS leaders have actually said on this subject, and hopefully you're going to see how the Mormon Church is not being upfront with its membership or with the general public when it comes to this teaching. Are we glad that they no longer hold to that position? Sure, of course. But to say that it was mere speculation or folklore is certainly not being honest. Now, according to Article 13 in the Mormon Church's Articles of Faith, they say that they believe in being honest. But this seems to be one area where honesty gets to be pushed behind or swept under the carpet, I should say, and as they're not being totally forthright with people.
And I think with Randy Bott bringing this all out, and he was just being forthright and honest, as we showed in the previous two shows.
Echoing what his past leaders have said.
I think this is going to backfire for the Mormon Church.
Well, I'm hoping that faithful members will pause and really drink in what their church is doing right now, because something is really wrong in church headquarters when they come out with a statement like they have, because it is not accurate.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic. And this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.